531.
PM News at 3, Nisan Bula, I'm Tora Kirongo. Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has apologized for his response when the devastating floods first hit Auckland last Friday night. He acknowledged that the communications weren't good enough.
We need to acknowledge that what hasn't gone well. I dropped the ball on Friday, I was too slow to be seen. The communications weren't fast enough, including mine. I'm sorry for that.
Brown also extended the local state of emergency for Auckland for another 7 days. An appeal is being made to Aucklanders who have specialist skills in engineering to help flood-affected families rebuild. The Aotearoa Tongan Response Group is gathering volunteers for a big clean-up this weekend, disposing of rubbish, rebuilding and fixing people's cars. Its chair, Labour MP Anahila Kanongata Asuisuiki, says anyone with trades and motor skills will be a great help.
Our main purpose is to help with the rubbish collection, the cleanup. If you've got your own tools, do bring those tools. Sparkies and plumbers come along, and engineers, car mechanics. So if you're a car mechanic, do come along as well, because we know that some of the vehicles were affected.
A government housing agency says it will take weeks rather than days to fix all flood-affected homes in Auckland. Kaingaora Acting Regional Director North and West Nick Seymour says they are connecting tenants with suitable government agencies to provide help. He couldn't say how many Kaingaora homes were likely to have been damaged by the floods, but he says it could be another week or two before the assessments are completed.
And obviously there'll be lots of quick wins to ensure we can tidy up those quick wins, but those that are more extensive problems, we'll be sure we bring lots of contracts in to try and deal with those as soon as practical. I can't actually put a timescale on it, but it will be talking weeks rather than days.
And Aucklanders are being urged not to swim in waters around the city because there's still wastewater on the beaches, lakes and rivers. Auckland Council Safe Swim Manager Nick Wagger says more tests need to be done in order for the public to swim safely again this summer.
And realistically, you know, we take a sample, it takes a couple of days to process at the lab and get that back. So, you know, two water samples, 2 days. I don't think this will change to at least the middle of next week would be my expectation. You know, obviously we try and get people swimming. We know they're frustrated. Everyone wants to, you know, go and have some respite.
And finally, in sports, more football matches between Oceania and Asian size could be on the cards. The Oceania Football and Asian Football Confederations have signed an agreement to enable more games to be played. They include high-level competition for men's and women's teams. And that's news at 3. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz. Nida mo de.